The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing. I'm starting this podcast. Bonnie's coming downstairs. She has to turn the dishwasher off. A piece of, you know that piece in our dryer that broke the filter?
Yeah.
The lint filter? I ordered one. $50 for a lint filter.
Oh, my God.
$50. They get you. They get you when you want a lint filter. And I ordered one this morning. I fixed the other one as well as I could. As you can see, I'm pretty handy. Mm-hmm. You would have never known how to do that, would you?
Oof. Thank God you're here, I tell you that.
So I fixed that. Got up last night. I went into New York to do the bonfire. Traffic was brutal. I got there. I did like 40 minutes. It was fun. We talked about Kurt. And
so is it Twitter, your location? I put never. You got to put that.
Oh,
on.
Hold on. Where? Do it. Let's see. I go to Twitter or
no,
to
no, go to settings.
Settings.
No, go down to find Twitter. Isn't this exciting?
Oh, wait. Hold on, folks. We're going to get to some serious stuff. Where am I going? To find Twitter.
Why'd you get another fly swatter?
No, that's the same one.
Oh. You got three? And what's this part for? To comb their hair?
Here's Twitter right here. Now what, location?
Yeah, put never.
Never.
There.
I don't mind people knowing where I'm at. What's the big deal?
I don't know. Sometimes.
If they want to come find me, they know.
Well, I don't know. Whatever.
Huh?
Then change it back.
No, I don't want people knowing where I'm at.
You just said you didn't care.
I did. I changed my mind. So I went to New York last night. I did the bonfire. Then roast battle. They do roast battle at the Soho House. It's a little place, and it's just not as good as it was at the Stand. It's okay, you know, for mm-hmm. the time being. I was funny. Big J was funny. Eli and why can't I think of Lewis's girlfriend's name? I like her.
Kim. Kim Congdon.
Yeah, I like her. So then I left there, and I had a spot at the Village Underground. But they were filming Crashing at the Cellar. So I went around and talked to Vanessa. What's her name? Ramos. She was there. Vanessa, our friend from California. She's sure. writing for... So I went and said hi to her. Said maybe next week we'll have dinner. She or me, you and her. All of us. And I go, do you have a boyfriend yet? She goes, no one's funny enough. She's not a comic. She's right. But I kind of like that. That mm-hmm. you only go out with somebody who's funny. Mm-hmm. You know.
You think you'd, if you were single, you'd hit the...
No, I'm too old.
But I mean comedically.
Oh, easily. Yeah, if I was younger, you know, I'd be tapping that faucet.
Oh, God, you're disgusting.
I'm disgusting?
Yes.
Why am I disgusting?
I mean, I'd be dipping that faucet. I mean, you tell me.
Yeah, you don't. Isn't that how you say it? Tap a faucet. You're the one who asked me if I was single and younger.
Not if you'd be tapping that faucet. Would you be funny enough? She said, I can't find a guy who's funny enough. That's what I was asking.
I think I would be, yes. I think she's got the kind of humor like you, kind of like offbeat, mean type humor, clever, you know. That's why she gets a lot of writing gigs, probably, right? You know, it's probably tougher for a female in this business to get writing gigs.
Well, one day you say that, the next day you say it's easier for...
I didn't say for writing. You know, and people change their minds. You're allowed to change your mind in life. Now, there was a time on Twitter, all of a sudden I was getting all these followers. They kept coming in, foreigners, this and that. I go, this isn't real.
Like pouring in.
Pouring in,
like,
nonstop.
Like you're, it's like.
Yeah, it was pouring in, but it was from all over the world. I go, something's wrong. So, but then I started losing followers. They started disappearing. Mm-hmm. So I was down to 100,000 followers. Then I read somewhere that Twitter is going after the people that have fake followers, right? Mm-hmm. And I wake up this morning, I have from 100,000 to 81,000. I lost 19,000. Okay. So that means I had somebody bought me followers at one point, right? You got to pay for them, right?
I think so. I don't really 100% know how it works, but...
I mean, you don't get them for free. Somebody had to pay.
Somebody got you followers somehow.
Who would do that? Like, just go buy me followers.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yes. And even that you could do that, that you could buy for someone else seems weird. Do you know what I mean?
How would they know? Wouldn't they have to know my password and stuff?
Well, you did say it.
No.
On the radio once.
Yeah, but then I changed it after that.
I don't know.
How on earth did I get, I guess at the time, an extra 30,000 followers and, like, I never paid for them? What would it cost? Anyhow, I just lost. So, and me and Bonnie, we even said on one of the podcasts, somebody got me followers. Because they were coming in to and from like other countries and all kinds of weird. And now I'm only down to 81,000. I'm less than 100,000 followers.
I didn't lose any followers.
So no one bought you any.
I think mine are all real.
But I'm kind of glad Twitter does that they went after the people that were buying them. Because a lot of people had fake, you know, they'd have a million followers, or comics would have a million followers and get work because people thought they had a million followers. You know,
I know. That's the thing. It's like,
you know, I have 81,000. You know, I'm just, I don't even care about social media anymore. I'm giving up almost. I really am giving up on social media. I'm out of the loop.
Ooh, I just looked at a friend of mine who used to have 256,000 followers.
Yeah. Now they have 195.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So they lost
a lot. There's a clean sweep. This is like, they're like, this is like the FBI.
Some people said they lost like a million and a half followers and stuff. People have a lot of followers.
This is a clean sweep. It's like the FBI is doing raids throughout Twitter.
Yeah.
Just
bots. Get out of here, bots.
Bots. But right when I got all my new followers, I said on the podcast, somebody bought me followers.
But why do you keep repeating
that
fact?
Well, because it's weird, because how can you buy me followers if you don't know my password?
I know, but it feels like you're just really concerned that people know you didn't buy your followers.
Oh, I didn't buy. I wouldn't pay for followers. I wouldn't do that.
I think everyone knows that about you.
Well, no, I spend money. I like spending money, but not on stupid stuff like that.
No.
Because the only reason I have followers, real followers.
Wait till Twitter comes and takes all your fake shoes.
I don't have any fake shoes.
Oh, really?
I had two pairs of fake ones. I gave them away.
Did you tell them they were fake?
Yeah, years ago I bought them. Years before I started collecting.
You bought your daughter's fake Louis Vuitton.
Yeah,
and then they kept saying, but they brought it up like not that long ago, and you still wouldn't. You were like, they were real. They're real. You still wouldn't cop to it. Why
I paid
not?
Big money for fake ones back then for them. Like, you know, almost $200 or something. 100 a piece or something.
My sister bought me a fake handbag when she was in China, and the thing came off almost immediately. The logo.
There, I was driving to Brooklyn going down Canal Street. It's lined up with Louis Vuitton, fake Louis Vuitton. But they look real. How could you tell? From far away? You can't tell. How can you tell?
The real ones are, to me, twice as dumb. To get a fake Louis Vuitton is dumb, and a real one, real designer handbags are dumb too, even though I have some. But
I haven't used my Louis Vuitton in a while. I use a backpack now.
It just seems like now, I don't know what I was thinking before, but now it just seems so insane that you would spend that kind of money on a handbag.
I got two nice Louis Vuitton, the computer bag. It's like $1,200. And that, you bought me that bag, the one night bag. It's nice.
It's like $2,000 for that thing.
No, it was $600.
No.
The computer bag was more. That was like $1,200 or $1,400, but that is like $600 or $800 for that bag. It's not $2,000. But we were spending money like crazy. I mean, I still do like a crazy man, but not like then.
It's insane.
I was a crazy, crazy man.
Crazy.
Buying Twitter followers like it was nothing.
Yeah.
I wonder how much it costs. I like that Twitter came in and cleaned everybody up, though. Straighten people out. They woke up in the morning and they were knocking on the door. Wake up. Wake up. This is Twitter. You're under a Twitter arrest. Fake followers. I played serious golf today.
I heard they separated the fake followers from their families. I knew that was going to be a bad joke. That's why I said so quietly.
Shot an 86 today. On the back, I shot 43 with a triple and two doubles. That's basically...
If you can't stop doing this when you talk, then you need to move away from the table. I can't take it.
43 with a triple and two doubles. Do you know what that is? That's par if I didn't fuck up those holes on the back. That's 7 over... 36, yeah, 43 with a triple and two doubles. I parred the other five holes. I came back. I couldn't hit a ball a couple months ago. I shot an 86 today. How about that? Are you excited?
I honestly feel like we should put this podcast in the garbage.
Why?
It's...
Then get started.
I can't. I don't know. Like, there's nothing to talk about.
We did two Patreon yesterday. Wait, there was something we wanted to talk. Skankfest.
Go ahead. What? I barely was there. I had my kid at Skankfest.
One night.
Not cool. She was excited to go. She was yelling across the pool to her friend, "I'm going to Skankfest tonight." I was like, "You can't say that out loud." I go, "Healthy families have secrets. And you've got to keep this one." But then I gave her friend Olivia a bunch of Skankfest stuff. But I said, "You have to, like..." So they have... You know, because in the gift bag we got, what are these things called again?
I don't know.
They go on the back of your phone.
Yeah.
The handle. What is this called? Pop socket. So I made them like paint over the Skankfest logo. And then Olivia took the bag. I said, "You have to like draw over the Skankfest logo." What if her mom finds it and is like, "What is that?"
Talk up, please. What? Because
you're
lines,
the engineer. Turn it up.
Your lines there. Now your lines are perfect. God, you act like you.
Oh, so I just have to do this the entire time?
No, that's
too loud. This is not bad. No, this is completely normal and natural.
Why
to talk like this?
Why are you such a crazy person? What are you?
Because anytime anybody starts doing anything even remotely interesting, you're like, talk up, please.
What
it's like so annoying. You've been doing this. We've been doing this fucking stupid podcast for 6 years, and you cannot figure out how to turn up someone's mic. That's what a fucking board op does.
There's no way to. You don't turn up the mic or turn them down.
Oh, you don't. What are all those knobs for then?
Oh, you're right. I don't want to mess with knobs though. I don't want to mess with them. But you're right.
So then stop yelling at the other person.
Oh, you mean you?
Yes.
Say, stop yelling at me.
Stop yelling at me.
Okay. But, you know, I've been
always,
telling her,
always, constantly talk up, speak up. Instead, say to yourself, I'm dumb. I can't do this, even though I won't let Bonnie do it, because then, God forbid, I'll have nothing. I'll be contributing zero.
You're saying you do everything. You contribute everything. You do everything.
I'm saying if you were left to your own devices to do this podcast on your own, it would be the worst thing on the planet. It's like right now with me, it's the second worst thing on the planet. So,
are you kidding me? If I did my own podcast,
then do it.
No, I'm not. But it would be interesting. I would do it. You know, I'd tell some good stories.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Why haven't you done it while I'm here?
I always tell good stories.
Do you?
Yeah.
What, the golf thing?
No, I just was throwing that out there because people wonder how's, you know, you don't.
Do people?
Yeah, people play golf that listen and they're wondering, hey, how's it going? How's your game going? I get tweets, what's going on? How you doing? You know, I'm going to Seattle this weekend, Tacoma.
Thank God.
And I could have played Chambers Bay where they had the U.S. Open, but they have a tournament there.
Ooh, so great story.
But I could have, the director of golf there said I would have loved to have you.
Oh, wow. You buried the lead.
I buried what?
The lead.
What do you mean I buried the lead?
Forget it, Rich. I can't explain.
What do you mean I buried the lead?
You've never heard that expression before? You buried the lead?
No.
You've never heard that expression. Okay.
Is that a news story? Like a newscaster, like you, the lead story, you buried the lead? Is that what it is?
No, it means the interesting part.
Of what? The story?
Yes.
What do you mean I buried it?
It means you told it third. You should have told that first. It's like saying you should have opened with that.
What? I said I could have played Chambers Bay, but
I was making a fucking dumb joke. All of it's bad. None of it's good.
The podcast or the story?
The podcast, the story.
Then let's start.
And you.
Skankfest was great.
Oh, here we go. Listing reasons why Skankfest was great with Richard Voss. You don't tell him it's not a real story. He doesn't seem to understand beginning, middle, and point.
What? I had a good time because one.
Oh. Number one, what did I tell you? You can't even, even when somebody fucking points it out to you, you can't stop yourself.
One, I got to do shows with Bobby and Keith and Colin. It was like so much fun. I hosted two of those shows. And one of the shows, I didn't tell you this. So I'm hosting, Dan Soder goes first. Right, so you know, we're behind that curtain in the, you know, behind the stage. And Bobby, we're looking through, and there's a girl in the front row sleeping, right? During Dan Soder's set. And Dan is having a great set. He's funny, he doesn't fail. So he says goodnight. I walk, like, he gets off like he just killed. I said, Dan, you know, I hate to break the news to you. The girl in the front row was sleeping, and Bobby came out with the video. It was so fucking funny. And then we all went back and forth. Dan's funny. He knows how to go, you know, obviously go back and forth. We had some good...
ask him to go side to side.
We had some good, what is it? Repertoire? Repertoire between each other? Would that
be
the word?
Some witty repertoire, sure.
So I got that show was fun, and then the next night with Keith... and Colin and Bobby. And then we had a tough crowd reunion.
I was also on that show, if you recall.
Oh, yeah. You killed... Bobby slaughters.
Why'd I have to go after Bobby?
But Bonnie went on and had no problem following him. And Bobby killed.
Yeah,
and
Bonnie I was...
Were you nervous?
Believe me. Not nervous, but I was just like, ugh. And also, having to do stand-up in front of you monsters, it's like... I was just like, what the fuck am I going to do? It's like all embarrassing to me. Every joke that went through my head, I was like, ugh, oh, no.
What? You were killing. After Bobby destroyed with his energy and he's funny and he's running around and he's jolly.
Yeah.
You know, and his, you know, his just his energy. And you went up and had no problem.
I did.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I was kind of worried. I was worried. I go, oh, man, she's got a tough spot. you know, I went up and got the crowd back a little too, and I gave you a great intro, but you had...
Oh my God. Is there anything that I could possibly do in my life that you wouldn't take credit for?
No, I hoped. I'm saying it. I did material after him, which was no problem either.
Can you... Is it possible to not... How do you do it?
What?
Just chew gum endless, like no breaks. I see you take one out, put another one in. In fact, you put the old one inside the packaging of the new one. So you're just... It's... It, no time do you allow yourself any kind of break from gum. Right?
Oh, I think I do.
When?
I don't know.
I know if you wake up in the middle of the night for any reason, that gum goes in there.
Yes.
I hear it. The packaging. This is what I hear.
Is that what you hear? That's a bill you have to pay. You're ripping. I don't give a
fuck. Give a shit.
I knew you were going to say, I don't give a shit. So Bonnie went up and killed, and Bonnie came prepared. Where did you find that shirt?
I was cleaning up, but I found it in back in one of my drawers.
Voss Sucks shirt.
Yeah.
I sold it.
You did?
I sold all my shirts.
Why? I wanted... That's the only shirt I had that said Voss Sucks on it.
That's easy to get another one of those.
I was going to wear it, and then those guys were like, don't wear it. Just...
What guys?
Backstage.
Oh.
They said...
Oh, you had a little meeting about it?
Mm-hmm. Then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to take it up there, and then when things... If a joke doesn't work or things go...
South,
I'll call Rich back up for the shirt.
But you gave me the shirt after things were going well. What'd you say?
I said, here, I buy you something.
And you opened it?
Then you grabbed it and opened it and said, Voss Sucks on it.
I sold all my Legend shirts there. I have one left that I kept for myself. But I can't wear my own shirt that says Voss Legend with my picture on it. Wouldn't that be weird?
No weirder than anything else you've ever done.
No, would that be weird to wear?
Do you remember the thing where I said you should call your special the Legend? They call me Legend.
Uh-huh.
And then you said, how about some call me Legend? Like, that's how seriously you took it. That you were like, well, I don't want to be too arrogant about it.
Yeah, that'd be creepy. But
no, don't you know how jokes work? You either go over the top. Like, the basic thing is, they call me Legend, is no one calls him Legend. That's why it's funny.
Everybody does. Everywhere I go.
Oh my God,
last
Rich.
Night I saw this guy.
But that you were taking yourself that seriously, that you were like,
I can't
80%
help it.
Of the people I know call me Legend.
I walked
you don't
in
get
last
it.
Night. Listen, I walked into Gotham last night.
The reason people call you Legend is because...
Well, but people just
you
come
know
up
why?
To me. They all know me, though.
Because it started with... Sorry, I have to do it again, but the craziness of the Jeff Ross thing years ago, when I was saying, like, how do you fucking start calling yourself Roastmaster General?
Yeah, but that wasn't years ago. We only did the Legend for like a year now.
No, it's been years.
No.
Yes, it's been years since we started. And I said, and I believe I said it on a podcast, that I was going to start calling you Legend, and to show you that, like, you can just nickname yourself. Using the Jeff Ross, whatever.
But someone told Jeff to do that. I think it was an agent or something. What's his name?
Oh, you know, I've gotten a lot of information from agents. I've never once taken any advice from an agent. So that's... I guess he's right to do that. What a fucking...
What? What's that?
Who would even admit that I took advice from an agent? You know what I mean?
What, you don't think some of them are smart?
No.
Manager? You don't think Dave Becky's smart? Dave Becky's smart dude.
Do you really want me to fucking start naming names and taking people down?
No, I'm saying who's smart.
You just said, you don't think Dave Becky's smart?
No, I'm saying Serpico's smart. They're smart guys.
Okay, all right. There's
Chris and Dave are smart. They're smart guys.
They're not agents. They're managers.
They're all managers.
Whatever. You know what I'm...
I never dealt with agents. I never really had an agent.
No, because they don't like you.
Really?
That's the only thing I agree with them on.
They don't like
That's
me?
That's the smartest thing an agent's ever done, is just fucking not dealt with you. A lot of agents gave me that advice. Say, you know what? Stay away from Voss.
They like me. I'm well.
Now I changed my mind. Maybe they are smart.
Listen, I don't want an agent.
What I don't want an agent. I don't even want an agent.
I don't. I have a manager and a lawyer.
Oh, CAA calls me every day. I said, no, stop calling here.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I would like a personal appearance agent if I was making more money, but I'm not making enough money to even have a personal agent. I do well.
Oh, God, here we go with the fucking mental gymnastics.
What? You're too negative today. What happened?
I don't know. Did you wake up? I woke up with some terrible, shitty news, so...
Cramps?
No.
Oh. That bed. Oh, I didn't sleep on the bed. That's my problem.
Can you just shut up? Honestly. Honestly. Say something interesting. What is something interesting? Have you read an interesting article ever in your life? What's the most interesting fact that you know?
I brought up the whole Twitter thing, how they were coming after people. I talked about that. I was trying to talk about Skankfest, how great the Tough Crowd reunion was.
No, you didn't.
Because you cut me off.
Go ahead. Five great things about the Tough Crowd reunion. Here we go.
See, I can't even say it because then you make fun of it.
Well, okay, fine. I mean, I don't know how to do this podcast then.
What do you mean? Without making fun of me?
Well, I sit here and I listen to you and I think, God, this is awful. This is really bad. So then I try to make it interesting or try to be the voice of the audience a little bit. Like, I think at least one of us knows it's not great. But then you don't want me to do that.
I want you to do whatever you want.
Both sincere and you're telling like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, Skankfest, 1, 2, 3, 4, and another thing I killed. Like,
I didn't say I killed. I did kill all weekend, though. I said you killed. I said you. I was complimenting you. And
okay.
You don't know how to take.
Okay, literal. At what point in life? That's what I'm talking about. It's like, you're just... It's so weird. I guess we're just not communicating today.
I said
you killed. I didn't say I killed. Do you say constantly I killed? And every phone call that I get or that I got when you leaving Skankfest, did you say I killed?
No. I said it was fun. I had a great time. I said I had a great time.
Tell the truth.
The whole truth? I might have said I did well. Or killed.
Okay, there we go. There we go. I know it's hard for you because you're like, I don't want her to be right.
I always want you to be right.
No, I'm always tell the truth.
I'm always on your side.
Oh, Rich.
Oh, Bonnie, what? Can't we have a nice one and get along?
No. No, because you're not.
See, who else?
You're not interesting enough for that kind of a podcast.
I'm very interesting. You tell me what you want to talk about. I could even ask you questions about it. How's CrossFit going? Huh? Have you won lately? You compete?
I came in second yesterday.
How many times have you won? A lot.
You don't win, but I've been at the top of the leaderboard a few times, believe me.
Oh, yeah.
There's certain things I'm very good at.
Like what?
I'm not strong like those other bitches. Man, they can throw around those weights insane. They're very strong. But I'm fast. Body weight movements I'm good at. You know, pull-ups, push-ups, sit-ups.
How many pull-ups can you do?
In a row?
No, like one on Monday through Thursday.
No, but sometimes the workout is 100 pull-ups. So
not
yes.
Real pull-ups.
Yes, real pull-ups.
100 real
pull-ups. Yes. So you do 10, then you get tired, you start doing 5 at a time, then you start doing 3 at a time, then you start doing 2 at a time, and you finally finish. I'm not saying that's every workout.
Are you using anything to help you pull yourself up?
No. Nothing.
Come on. Because I know you can't do 10 pull-ups. That's almost, you know, I'm not saying anything against you.
Well, you're probably thinking of strict pull-ups, which are just... hanging straight, pulling up.
Yeah, that's a pull-up.
Okay, no, those are called strict pull-ups. In CrossFit, you do butterfly pull-ups.
What are they?
You use your body to swing.
Oh.
You kip up.
Hmm. Hmm.
Still pretty hard.
I'm sure it is. Especially doing 100 of anything's got to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Today we have to do 25 burpees, 20 pull-ups, 100 wall balls, 20 pull-ups, 25 burpees, like that.
I think you think it's a little culty? Do you think it's a little weird?
Well, whatever. I don't do the outside activities, which, to much to their chagrin, I must say, they're
Why do they have picnics?
They go on mudder, whatever, tough mudders.
What the fuck is that?
Well, I don't know why you're getting so angry about it.
I'm not angry. What is it?
You've never heard of these things. How do you get around life?
Who the fuck knows what a tough mudder is?
I don't know.
I don't think anybody, unless they're doing...
No, I mean, it's just like, it's a punchline. A tough mudder competition?
No, what's a tough mudder competition?
Didn't you watch Tim Dillon's 15-minute special?
No, I haven't. I don't watch anybody's specials. Nobody.
No clip? He posted it as a clip on his Instagram.
I don't do that. I'm not a big social media person. I'm really not. I'm sorry.
Right. You buy your followers.
I didn't buy followers ever. Ever. And I will take a lie detector test. And what?
No, you didn't buy followers, and you don't appreciate comedy.
I love comedy, but I just don't watch people. I listen to comedy once in a while in my car, and because there's so much bad comedy.
No, but you love it. You told me before. I said, "How can you listen to bad comedy?" And you go, "I love it." I go, "Doesn't it make you feel like you're a shitty comic?" And you go, "No, it makes you feel like I'm a great comic."
No, I'm amazed.
I said, when you listen to great comics, it makes you feel like you're a great comic, and when you listen to bad, for me, no, when I listen to bad comedy, I think, "Oh shit, am I like that?"
No, because I'm thinking.
I can see certain things about myself in the bad comedian.
I see these guys or girls doing albums with like 10 people in the audience. It's like, what's wrong with them? Who does that? Puts that out there in the world? It's going to be out there forever.
They don't see it like that. They see it like, great. I mean, you know. It's weird too because I don't know if I ever got that excited about anything, but like I got this girl,
pregnant
on Skankfest.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I recommended her and they used her, and she's very funny, but she's so excited about it. It's like, I told her, I go, it's not going to mean anything to you later.
Like, there's no industry that goes there.
Like, I don't know why. Like,
why? I wonder why.
I don't, like, these people, they get so, like, anything. You know, have you ever responded to someone and then they put, like, your response in another tweet? Like, they take a screenshot of it and then put it up, like, that's, like, a thing to them? Like, oh, Rich Voss talked back to me. You're like... Or they'll, like, refer to you as famous. You're like, I don't know if you know what famous means.
Well, I am.
Okay.
We both are.
I'm certainly not, and I don't consider myself famous. My neighbors don't know who I am. So that's, I mean, there's a very low bar for fame if it goes by Twitter followers or Instagram.
No, we're on the radio all the time.
That's not fame. That might be a public persona.
No.
But that's not fame. Fame is when people fucking know who you are. When you're walking down the street or sitting in a restaurant. Okay, that's fame. And not to be mixed up with people know who you are because they saw you one time at a club either. Because that's the same as, oh, I met you at a party.
No,
you know, that's
they
not
know you
fame.
From TV.
That's not fame. I mean, it's possible, but it's still just such a low bar for fame. Fame is fame. Fame is something. It's not like every single person in the world. If you're famous, if anything, we're infamous. It's 'cause famous people don't live here. They just don't.
What, in a nice two-bedroom condo?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's like it's...
You're saying all famous people are
I'm
rich.
I'm saying you can't consider yourself famous just because you have a certain amount of Twitter followers. Fame
is
different.
I'm not saying Twitter. I'm saying just throughout the world.
If you're famous, then you're going to be able to make money somehow doing that.
Okay, so you're well known.
Okay.
You're well known.
I don't even accept well known. You're known in certain circles. I'll accept that.
you're well known.
I'm not trying to be a fucking asshole about it, but it's like fame. Look, there's people that I don't know who the fuck they are, and they have like 4 million Twitter followers or whatever, and you're like, what the who is this person? It's like those are people that are well known to a certain group.
Well, 2 million were probably taken away today.
Wow.
Well, what were you saying before that? What was leading up to that?
I'm just saying the excitement some people have about certain things, or
this girl never had anything else, and she gets to go to Skankfest.
I understand
being amongst all those comics and stuff.
I know, but she was upset that somebody didn't video her set for her. She wanted somebody to hold her phone the entire time she was doing her set. And when they didn't do it, which I wouldn't have done it either, to be honest with you, she was upset that they didn't do it for her because she felt it was that important to have that set. It's like, hopefully you'll get more sets, you know?
Mm-hmm. How was the set? How'd she do?
She said she did well.
That's good. That little room downstairs?
I don't know where she did it.
Yeah, I think there was a little room where they had a continuous show or something. I don't fucking know. I don't know. It was crazy. The roast battles were crazy. Eli won again.
Eli, you guys are so in love with him. I won't even speak to him. If I do speak to him, I'm mean to him because I feel like I've got to
I like Zach,
even
too.
He's never spoken to me. I've never spoken to him.
He should have got a credit for writing on our roast. He wrote for somebody.
He did, I think.
Not Zach, no.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know.
I know, I didn't know.
Not everybody gets credits just because they're writing for other people.
Well, if that person told us he wrote for him, I would have put him in the credits.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did I? He's a good writer. He, during Naked Roast Battle, he came out and did like 3 pages of roast, real roast jokes. Mm-hmm. Fucking good stuff. Really funny. You know, he's a good writer, but he's out of control. He's like too, you know, the hairs. But you know what I mean?
No.
These characters.
Oh, you don't like the way he looks?
No, I do. It's funny. It's like a wrestler doing comedy.
Oh.
You know, like how they walk up, he's smashing his head with a fucking can until it's bleeding.
Oh.
It's kind of crazy. But he was funny as fuck. It's like a character. It's like a wrestler. Whatever. So we're at 35 minutes. If we can just get this to 40 minutes, I'll bail on it. We're at 35, almost 36 minutes. We got four
more
minutes.
Let's go look at that house you showed me.
No, I'm too tired.
Well, why? You're so excited about those other shitholes. This one's nice.
You can't look from the outside. Oh, it's a big deal. If you don't go inside, what's the sense? Maybe I'll look it up and I'll set up an appointment for Monday.
Okay.
To go look at it. I mean, the taxes have got to be brutal if it's 4 acres. What? But maybe you could subdivide. Do you know what subdivide means?
Yeah.
What?
It means you take one ball and you fucking twist it that way, and you take your other ball and you twist it the other way. Subdivide your ball sack.
Is that what you do?
How could you not know what subdivide means? It's like right there. Let me think about it. Let me break it down.
Bonnie got hit.
Rear-ended. This is an exciting story. Why don't you tell it?
No, it happened to you.
Well, why'd you bring it up? It's like not an exciting story.
Sorry.
I'm gonna fucking break your hands. Why you keep doing it? And then your rings make noise. Because it's just everything you do.
What?
I literally, I can't take it.
You need a vacation, huh?
I do. I got to get it. I got to stop doing this podcast. It literally fills me with shame. It fills me with shame. If I don't think about it while I'm doing it, I'm fine. But the minute we're done, it's just like, ugh.
Have you ever?
Then people tell me stuff that I said on it, and I'm like, ugh.
Have you ever cried after it?
I felt depression. Yeah. It's like any good feeling just fucking drains from my body.
But you're the one who always wants to do them.
It's not that I want to do it. I know it has to be done. If we're going to say, hey, we're putting out a podcast every week, then we got to put out a podcast every week. If you want to say, you know what, we're not going to do it anymore, I'd be like, yes, let's do it. Or if you were like, you know what, Bonnie, I'm going to do this better. I'm going to learn how to fucking pause. I'm going to get the big board out. I'm going to learn some sound effects. Like, you don't have any desires to do anything. Like, you're like, we got to do it better. And then you basically just yell at me that it needs to be better and then walk away and do nothing. No research. You're just like, I'm tired. I got to take a nap and do my 1,000 steps and blah, blah, blah.
10,000.
It's like, if you want to do this, why don't you do it a little better?
Yeah, maybe. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get like a horn. I'll get like...
Whatever, Rich. You can make fun of it if you want
to. I'm not making fun of it.
What? You are, but you're just like...
We do it in our dining. We don't do it in the studio. We don't have interns.
You don't know how to turn up my mic after 6 years.
Yeah, I do.
Instead, you're like, you know what I'm going to do? This is so perfect. This is so Rich Voss. This is exactly who you are.
Oh,
I'd rather yell... every single time for her to speak up then learn how to fucking turn a knob that much.
No, it's not true.
Yeah. I've never seen you fucking open up this and play around with it to see, well, let me record some things. Let me see if this works. Let me see if I can do it that way. No, you've learned nothing. You still use the fucking papers every single time after 6 years. This is GarageBand. It's not fucking rocket science. And then you have the nerve to be like, I have a 141 IQ. If anyone were to say you weren't quite up to speed on something, you'll fucking lash out at them.
I don't lash out. What do you mean?
Really, Rich?
Not up to speed on what?
Are you good at Twitter?
At Twitter?
Yeah, are you good at Twitter? Let's just go over a couple things.
Yeah, at Twitter I am. I'm pretty good, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't follow back where, you know, what everybody, you know, where the conversation started.
So you block people. You don't block people that don't deserve to be blocked? Because I am telling you, I get...
A couple times, I have.
I've gotten hundreds of tweets over the years of people saying, like, I did nothing.
No, sometimes...
Some people are like, I didn't even tweet him and he blocked me.
No, sometimes there's collateral damage. That happens. That happens.
Not if you knew how Twitter worked. Are you good at Instagram?
No, I don't do Instagram. I'm not, you know, I'm good at posting pictures and writing stuff under it. So I'm good at that part. I don't do stories yet. A lot of people don't. But, yeah, I'm not bad at Instagram. Like, you know, if I see...
I have Facebook.
Pretty good.
Okay, so
oh.
Computer-wise, you're way up there. Would you say that?
No, I'm just the average...
You're less than average. Now, at this, are you good at it? Are you good at doing the podcast? Setting it up? The technical aspects of it? Oh, you don't know how to answer. Because if you say yes, I'll fucking yell at you. And if you say no, your body will completely disintegrate. Isn't that true?
No.
That if you say you're not good at something, you will disappear. Or what? Your mother wins? I don't know what it is psychologically that goes on in there. But why don't you try to get better?
I do.
Or I've asked you many times, let me take over that part
of it.
There's
nothing that you would do any different than me on this. It's what it is.
I mean, that's like a bizarre answer. That's a bizarre answer. Of course there's a way to get better. There's a way to learn how to pause the podcast.
Yeah, but why? There's no need to pause.
I'll probably learn how to fucking edit this shit within a few minutes. I'm just saying, it's like you're like, oh, if I can't do it, no one else can. But people do.
Did you get the email I forwarded you today?
Don't change the subject. Don't change the subject.
Well, you're bad at it. You didn't open an email. It was a
I did open an email and I did read it and I could give a shit about Hustler magazine.
You don't want to do the article?
Fine, we'll do the article, but I'm not gonna jumping up and down. Woo, Richard! Woo! Our ship has come in. No. You know what they said in that fucking email? They said, we'd really love it if you guys could shit on each other. Oh.
Yeah.
Is there any other way we communicate, you dumb fucking hustler piece of shit?
I'm just saying to sell the roast for advertisement.
I don't care. Do it. Whatever. I don't care.
Whatever.
I hope they don't ask you to fucking record it yourself. Poof.
I think I pretty much, I have a lot on my plate, and I think I do pretty well at what, you know, everything that I do. Did I, who took care of the insurance matters with Progressive? Who did that?
I downloaded the app and
but
did
who
all
called
the...
them and did all the stuff in the beginning and you know, talked to
okay,
them?
I do to me right
a
now.
Lot. What?
Nobody says you're bad at everything. I'm asking you to say you're bad at the things that you're bad at.
Why
then
you...
it'd be easier to praise you for the things that you're good
why
at.
Don't
but
you
the problem with you is that you want to put yourself at the top of the heap in everything, and then it doesn't ring true.
No.
And then if you say, oh, you're a good comedian, you go, no, I'm a great comedian. It's like, never enough, never good enough. Like, what is that?
That's you. I said you killed after the show the other night. You go, no, I didn't.
I didn't say it was better.
I said,
I didn't say, yeah, I didn't kill. I fucking destroyed. That's what you would do.
No, no, but you never take a compliment. So you're
fine.
Just the opposite.
Okay.
So you don't take a compliment. You're too negative.
I agree with you there. I have a hard time fucking looking at myself.
So
in
your negativity is falling into my life, saying, "Well, since I'm negative, I'm going to go after the negative stuff about him." Instead of like I'm positive towards you, you're negative towards me.
No, I'm saying, in the aspect of the technical parts of the podcast, if you can't learn how to do it,
I do it. It's gone pretty well. It's gone pretty well.
Every single, let me just say this. Every single podcast, you say something to me. What do you say?
Talk up.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you think it would be easier at some point?
You can't. It has nothing to do with these knobs. Whatever. What?
There you go. You've chosen... That was your learning curve right there. You looked at the knobs, you couldn't figure out which one, and then you just, done.
No.
Done. You never Googled that. Why don't you Google that thing? Say, hey Google, how's this work? It'll fucking come up step by step by step. How do you do this? You got a fucking school for anything right there.
Okay.
You know?
Well...
How do I do an Insta story? I bet a tutorial.
I didn't even know about an Insta story till the other day.
That's bizarre.
Why is it bizarre? I'm not. Everybody is in social media. Everybody's not into Instagram.
I'm not into it.
I don't care about it.
Great. There. Good. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's fine if you're not into it. I like that you're saying that about yourself.
Yes.
That's the closest that we've ever... This is the closest to a breakthrough we've ever gotten.
No, it's not a breakthrough. I tell you all that all the time. It doesn't, you know... I just like to perform and create. I'm not a publicist. I don't... Everybody like this, like that, and like everybody. Fuck all of that shit. It's all bullshit. Just get up and fucking perform. Enough of it. It's just ridiculous.
You're going to be dead soon, so don't worry.
The world is changing
and you're not.
What do you mean?
That's why, like, the thing is, like, people go, it's like,
I've toned
you start
it down.
To get scared about the end of your life is coming, but now I see, like, I bet you a lot of people kind of welcome it. They're like, I don't feel like dealing with this shit anymore.
I toned it down a little on stage. I go with the flow, but you know, at some point, you just got to you know. I'm just.
What is that?
What is what? Where? What? You're looking at my leg, and you go, "What's that? What are you talking about?"
Sports socks and loafers.
Oh, I just wore them around the house. You like that?
But I get that I can, like, make you lose your mind.
I thought it was a tick. You want to take a nice picture for Instagram?
No.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I'll look it.
Not for Instagram.
For what?
I don't know. I'll put it on Patreon. That's awful.
Huh? Anyhow, listen, this weekend... Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I will be at the Tacoma Comedy Club, Tacoma, Washington. VossRoast.com. Help support. go to Patreon. What is it? At what's the Patreon now? It's been so long since I said it.
Voss and Bonnie?
Voss and Bonnie / Patreon.
Patreon / Voss and Bonnie, and probably.
Yeah, Patreon / Voss and Bonnie. Yeah, sign up for Patreon, you know. We could use another 100 followers on Patreon. That would be nice. That would be a nice birthday gift. VossRoast.com.
If you sign up for Patreon, I'll be nicer.
To who?
You.
Please sign up.
I don't know if that'll help or not.
Please sign up for Patreon. Patreon.com / Voss and Bonnie. Listen, I got to go. I'm exhausted. I can't do this anymore today. So we'll see you in Tacoma. Go to richvoss.com to my website. I got dates through next year. I'm all over the place. Bonnie, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
I'll see you next week, okay? Goodbye.
No, you know what ruthless would be instead of me saying Jeff Ross is a fraud, I would call Jeff Ross and say, you're the greatest. That's the cheat.
Yeah, that's what we're going to start doing.
Oh, so, we're going to...
Yeah, so Rich, you're the best.
Yeah, but here's...
No,
don't waste it on him, Bobby Kelly. He can't help you.
Said anything, and I apologize.
No,
you couldn't do any better, Bonnie. You hit the jackpot. You fucking hit the jackpot. And I feel bad for Don. I wish there was two Rich Vosses.
Not everyone can get that. You
well,
know?
No, not everybody can get what you have. And you know what? To have a house, you know, you upgraded from a tent with an engine to a house that people are attached to. But you know what? It's fine.
It's fine. I don't
pool.
Mind.
You have all kinds of stuff, man.
There's a pool. Yep.
A pool, a tennis court.
Yeah.
You have a fountain there.
We're
too.
Not allowed to have books like in the house. That is one of the
There's
things.
A handball court, too.
There's a handball court? Because you know how big handball is. It's making a comeback.
Well, if you never know.
It takes him a half hour to take his rings off before he can play.
Listen, we got to go. Bonnie has to go to her cult CrossFit. Why are you playing with your tits?
I don't
lift
your
shirt.
Know.
I'm playing
with my tits. No, Bonnie, show your tits to Bobby. Let me lift
no,
your.
Stop that.
What's wrong with
don't.
You?
First of all, you can't show your tits over a phone, you dumb dumb.
I know.
Second of all, you don't even say that. Don't ever talk to your wife like that.
All right, let me see your tits.
Stop right. saying this. Let me see your tits.
It's only fair, Bobby. He's seen Don's tits.
No.
What? You saw my wife's tits.
No, why would I see your wife's tits? Jesus.
I don't know.
Listen. What?
Listen, next time you just fucking listen. Don't leave a message like that because I have that message forever now.
So,
you know, you fucking you hyperventilating on the phone.
Remember that a time
stop,
I saved all those.
What?
I'm saying, listen, it behooves me to have that message.
You're using it correctly.
Yeah, well, first of all.
Yeah, does Rich know? You said on that podcast last week, it behooves me,
yeah.
But you used it wrong.
No, you can use it that way, too, but whatever. I don't want to get into words with you guys, but...
Yeah, because why would you? Anybody who corrects you, you should just immediately go, I'm sorry, I'm an idiot. Like... You're still acting like you know something. It's weird. It's like,
fuck, I know a lot.
Listen. Do you?
Yeah.
Well, not words. That's not your strength. Right? So you say, oh, you know, you're probably right because you're right 100% of the time when it comes to
Do
words.
Do you know how to spackle? Do you know how to spackle?
We're not spackling right now. You're using words incorrectly. And then you're like, you can still use it that way. It would be like me if I fucking put oil in the spackling and I just said, nah, you can still do it that way.
Yeah, you can't bring up me shitty house chores when somebody calls you and you're fucking shitty, you dumbness.
Yes, he just he keeps defending. No, I'm right, probably.
Do you know how to frame in a floor?
Yeah, does he even know how to work a level?
A level.
I know how to spell it. That's the difference.
What's that?
A level works itself.
Yes. Yes, it does.
like how dumb do you have to be to not know how a level works? I love that. That's like, that's a thing that in your mind, that's something that takes intelligence. You're like, that's.
Well, I got to go. You guys are.
Bye, Bobby. Good talking to you.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye, everyone.
Sorry, folks. Wrong number.
No, I got to run.
All right. Anything you want to plug? Any gigs you're not doing?
I do have gigs coming up, but I can't remember.
Yeah, what
where
gigs?
They
what'd you call it? Gugs?
I have gigs coming up. I got some gigs coming up. Whenever I say gigs, I get cum lodged in my throat. Come on.
All right, folks. Listen, VosRoast.com, VOSRoast.com. This weekend, Gotham Comedy Club. Then next weekend, the 13th and 14th, is Skankfest. Then 19, 20, and 21, I'll be at the Tacoma Comedy Club, Tacoma, Washington. Go to RichVoss.com, at RichVoss on Twitter. Thank you for listening. Talk to you later.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.